Franklin's common special common council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Salomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Scott.
Here.
Please rise during the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess before we begin, it's nice to see you, Mr. Sager. Meeting that we have it's a properly noticed meeting, properly formatted under state law.
I believe the clerk has a statement regarding that that I can expound upon further if needed.
Pursuant to Section 19-1, Parent B of the Municipal Code, all council members are present. I don't know if you want me to read it or if this is the time Attorney Sadak would like to jump in.
Attorney Sadak?
I guess I'm being asked to jump in. What the code provision provides for is that in the event of a special meeting, with or without notice, if all members are present, that that meeting can move forward. So there was some questions as to whether or not the meeting was properly called per statute, as to whether or not there were two aldermen that had requested it in writing, or if the mayor had called it. Or not, but pursuant to that provision of the local ordinances, it wouldn't matter because all members are present.
Isn't that that they would have to have no objection?
Actually, it just says that they need to be present.
I'll just ask for the records. Any objections to the holding of the special common council meeting tonight?
I have a question. I see the shortness of this meeting for this, and I'm just wondering why the urgency is for the special meeting to bring everybody together for such a small item that I don't see why it couldn't be held over to a regular meeting.
Madam Clerk.
I will yield the floor to the License Committee co-chair.
Alderman Solomon.
Because one of the revocations is a St. Martin's vendor.
Okay.
And it wouldn't pay to revoke it and then let them be there Sunday and Monday.
I'd rather err on the side of caution and ask again, is there any objections to the alderman having the special common council meeting tonight? Is there any objection? Seeing none, okay, let's proceed. Now turn to Madam Clerk.
Just to address any future meetings that may be called that are special, we will return to the regular procedure in either the mayor calling it or requesting it by two aldermen in writing. So just so you know, the future will
come. Okay. Citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak? Are there any citizens wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Turn to item 3A in the matter of the complaint against Mark A. Krolitzkowski, holder of an operator's alcohol beverage license as a bartender for the Root River Center premises at 7220 West Rawson Avenue. Mr. Sajak or Madam Clerk? Is there a desire to go into closed session or a need?
I don't believe so. The ordinance and state statute authorizes the license holder to appear, make an argument as to why the proposed action shouldn't be taken, and they are not present. And to my knowledge, Madam Clerk, they have not filed anything in writing indicating preference one way or the other.
Madam Clerk?
That is correct. Page 2, number 7. Alderman Wilhelm has pointed out the correction of the last line. He says the Wisconsin statutes that became effective on May 1, 2010 should be 2010.
No objection. Is there a motion to adopt the license committee report, findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommendations as to action and deny renewal of a 2011-2012 operator's license to Mark A. Krolikowski and to revoke the same effectively immediately?
So moved.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Perhaps semantics. You framed the motion as deny, and the action sheet says deny. I don't know if there's a substantive difference there or not.
Madam Clerk, you want to?
Well, it's the motion that was made is to deny the renewal and also to revoke the same. So we are.
Non-renewal the same
as
is the motion correct?
Yes, non-renewal and denying the renewal are the same thing.
Thank you. All right. Motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all is in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is a roll call vote needed on that last vote, Mr. Sajic?
No, it is not.
Okay. Let's see. Now turn to item 3B in the matter of the complaint against Dennis E. Kaler, holder of St. Martin's Fair Food License. Madam Clerk or City Attorney?
Basically, just as the last time, while not dealing with Chapter 125 of the statutes, because it is not an alcohol license, the local ordinance provides for a hearing before the license committee, who then provided the report and recommended course of action to the council. Again, we gave them the opportunity to appear to otherwise file any arguments against the proposed action, and to my knowledge have not received them, and then license holder is not present.
Madam Clerk?
We did not receive anything from this particular applicant other than a new application with a different person in charge and a different agent, and their record has already been checked out and is fine. So the same concept of what this vendor was going to do is going to be done there, but it is not licensed in this vendor's name if the council chooses to revoke it. And it is a renewal because it is a renewal food license, food and vendor license.
Alderman Olson.
Well, you know, I heard this story today and I thought, does what happened meet the intent of the licensing ordinance in the view of the licensing committee? Because frankly, I'm not sure it would meet mine, because you'll still have the same people participating, it's just whose names on the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not real comfortable with this one. I'm comfortable with the non-renewal. I'm not comfortable with what happened subsequently.
Alderman Wilhelm and Solomon, because you were asking for a response from licensing committee members, right? And then Alderman Skronsky.
Somebody convinced me to feel good.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I just want to make a point that this didn't kick in. It was because of the ring cost being just adding into this. That caused the extra look at his background. So he would be, you know, not just selling water anymore. It's a little more to what his relationship would be of interacting with people and what he could get into.
Alderman Solomon, Madam Clerk.
We have done this in the past with agents of tavern facilities, where the agent gets in trouble and we then have the agent put somebody else as the agent, and they have to come in and file a lot of paperwork to change the agent of the premises. That's been done in the past, so we didn't feel like this was a problem. As long as we did a record check and the individual that was the original applicant has a habitual criminal record and would not have received the license with with that type of record. The only thing that prompted the police report in this case was the ring toss game, which was over and above the food license from years past. So I do believe his wife or brother has put it in.
Madam Clerk, and then Alderman Skronsky.
Just to real quickly say that when he initially applied for the ring toss, we were able to deny it because it was a temporary entertainment and amusement. It was not a renewal. And those, based on a recommendation from the police chief and license committee, it was denied. So, but I understand what you're saying, and I'm not the license committee as a voting member, so I can't make you feel good.
Alderman Skronsky.
I may question now the because this individual was denied, for, does that mean that he cannot be on the premise during this event?
No.
Then what are we saying?
Just like the owner of a tavern is not the agent, and if he's got a bad record and his wife is the agent, he can be there working.
Or a bartender.
We don't know who they hire. They could go hire, you know, somebody convicted of murder.
Well, I know it, but that's
on parole. We can't dictate who they hire.
But I'm saying if we're denying that person as the agent, and he's saying, no, you can't be there, and he gives it to his wife and says, okay, she can be there, but then he comes back and works at the property, where are we going?
I could give you a good example where we're going. We'd shut a whole bunch of taverns down if you deny the people the right to change the agent.
Well, I know. I'm asking for clarification.
Hold on.
I still got the floor.
Yeah, you have the floor.
And I'd like an answer. You know, that's I'm asking questions. Because to me, that seems somewhat ludicrous that just because you deny the guy and so, or woman or whatever, saying we can't give you the license because of your past history, okay, then we'll go to an employee, but yet he can still wander back and sell and do anything else on the property. I would say it's kind of productive, unless there's some teeth into this thing, say if we're denying the permit of that establishment because you were the main proprietor, you can't be on the premises at that event. So I wouldn't mind hearing from the city attorney. I'm just I'm asking a question. It sounds kind of
foolish
to me.
Mr. City Attorney?
Well, certainly in the sense that even the statutes themselves with respect to licensing contemplates you know, having somebody, a bartender, agent, whatever, change and then go back and work in the premises is something that is certainly contemplated in the statutes. I might suggest one step further that what happens with respect to Mr. Kaler and his attendance or not at the fair in whatever capacity is not properly subject before the council at this time. The only question is whether or not he is there under a license that's granted in his name or not. And you know, if you know her license or his license, the brother's license was before us, maybe some of those concerns would be appropriate. But you know, the question I think before you is whether or not you want to have this particular individual be a licensed vendor at the fair or not.
But you do know the background of the individual, and the individual will be then on the premises of the fair contacting the public.
Well, while there's no one in the audience, this is they would, if they had appeared, probably would be appearing in front of us as though there was a trial going on. Okay. And so I think all of us are aware that in Wisconsin we tape all of our meetings. So.
Well,
Alderman,
this is basically whether or not we want this particular individual to hold the license. And the licensing committee said no. Now, whether or not another person files for this license and this individual happens to be there, we don't know. We have no control over that. And it's just like when a person comes before us for a bartender's license and we deny it, they can still work there. And there's probably every single bar in this community that has people that don't even apply that are just working there. Because you don't have to have a bartender's license to work there. You used to have somebody in the building that has a bartender's license. So they, bars will maybe, if they have 12 bartenders, they maybe have six or seven have bartenders license. Maybe they'll have eight of them. Maybe they'll have nine. It's up to them, but it causes issues for scheduling in that. So that this is just about whether or not this person should have a license. And our recommendation is no.
Alderman Olson?
The reason for my question is merely to point out that the net effect of this action is zero. He may not have the license, right, but he's going to be standing there working just like he is.
Just exactly
so I'll right. point that out to the license committee for future deliberations. This is just a shell game, and it takes the teeth out of having a license. That's all I have.
Okay. Just look for the write-up. City Attorney?
Madam Clerk, I think the License Committee's understanding that he had been issued the licenses for the year and that we were looking to revoke that. Is that not correct?
Madam Clerk?
He was issued the food and peddler's license, and then we ran the check due to the temporary entertainment amusement license, and therefore that one was not issued because when the police check came back, we held that one. But because the food and peddler's license was a renewal, we do issue it like a license that would be on a regular course of business.
Well, that'll teach you to do a ring toss.
Well, if he'd have came on with a ring toss from the beginning, he would have never gotten a license.
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything wrong with the license committee. I'm just saying the process of what was happening here seems foolish, or has no teeth to it.
Madam
Clerk,
and then Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I regret mentioning, but I thought that was a condition that, you know, maybe the license committee knew he could apply. The only reason I brought it up was because if there was a ring toss game out there, I wanted you to know it was not this person if you do end up successfully revoking his license. Otherwise, I never would have brought it up.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Yeah, I was going to say, if we didn't know who the applicant was, the same thing would happen, and they could still hire him or have him there, and we wouldn't even know about it. You just happen to know about it because they came in and applied right away. So, you know, had they waited another week, this would have been over. They could have came in and applied, and we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. So I don't see, our hands are sort of tied because there's no way for us to know who's going to walk in the door next and apply for something. And you don't know. You ask them what their last name is, their last name doesn't match up. You don't know if they're a relative or not to the person who pulled their license, so it's kind of out of our control, unless someone else has some great idea on how to fix and rewrite that, but that's not what we're here for.
Well, here,
Alderman Taylor.
I have a question for the city attorney. Let's just say that we didn't like the fact that this particular gentleman was going to be there working. Do we have any authority whatsoever to prevent him from being there? Let's say his brother gets the license and we want him removed from doing that. Do we have any authority whatsoever?
No, the licenses that are presently within the ordinances deal only with the operation, not necessarily the individuals. It would be more akin, if you wanted to change it, to make it, you know, the individual being there. But I think that from a practical standpoint that becomes more of a procedural nightmare in terms of licensing everybody who potentially is going to be out there. I think that the idea is that you have a licensed individual, whether it's at St. Martin's Fair, in a bar, wherever, that is the responsible party, that is the one that is supposed to be making the determinations as to who is an appropriate person for the face of my business to be out there. And you just kind of got to rely on that and address problems as they arise.
I guess before I recognize Alderman Wilhelm, we do have two actions requested. One is a motion to go into closed session, or we have another motion. I guess I would just ask the council, is there a desire to go into closed session? If not, Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I don't know if the rest of the members had the chance to read the detailed report or not, because what's, I didn't see it here, but this isn't like this gentleman is a child molester. We need to be concerned about that kind of contact. His issues were bad checks, things like that. So he's actually accepting money, not writing money. So it is a, his conviction was a felony, and this was based on the fact that the ordinance said that someone has a felony should not have a license. Not the fact that of what they are makes it, puts them in danger with the residents at the fair. That, if that helps either one of you with your decision on this.
Is there a motion to adopt the license committee report, findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommendation as to action, revoke the licenses of Dennis E. Kaler, Jr. effectively immediately?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
I might suggest an amendment to that motion in light of what the clerk had indicated as to the status of the ring toss application, such that the action would be to deny.
Do we have a second motion?
We can do a second motion.
We did deny it already.
We have a motion.
Did we?
We have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded. And if needed, we can have another motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. City Attorney, do you have another motion?
I guess I have a question first. Madam Clerk, did the License Committee and subsequent Common Council take action on the ring toss application, or was that just something that was administratively done in your office?
You know, I may have to look them up, but I know that it was not issued to me. So whether it was denied based on the recommendation of the police chief to me, or whether it was one in the municipal code that said it had to go back to the council, but I
all right. Well, I guess to just cover the bases then, I think perhaps a motion to deny the application for the ring toss game of this particular applicant would also be appropriate.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I have one other item on here, temporary entertainment. Madam Clerk?
The license for the VFW, they, the last minute, had decided to request a temporary entertainment amusement license. They would like to try having a small band this year.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
The move and second. Any further discussion? Alderman Solomon.
At the license committee meeting the other night, we approved it also. Recommended approval, I should say, with the stipulation that the city clerk's office get a hold of the applicant and indicate the hours of the band, that it's not past the hours of the fair.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Your motion is
adjourned. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.